Ladies and gentlemen, Mondays and Fridays, it's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. On Fridays at 8:30, it's Bill Melberg, political satirist and humorist. Good morning, Bill, from Chicago. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
What's up with you?
What's up with that?
And good morning to all of our Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, this was another eventful week in Washington. Once again, the debt ceiling debate dominated the headlines and divided the parties.
Well, it certainly did, Stevie. And, of course, both sides have put their own spin on the issue. For example, this is what the House Minority Leader, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, had to say about the rhetoric coming out of our nation's capital this past week.
I think we all have to take responsibility for our actions and our words. We are a free country, and this balance between freedom and safety is one that we have to carefully balance. I have concerns about some of the language that is being used, because I saw this myself in the late 70s in San Francisco. This kind of rhetoric was very frightening, and it created a climate in which violence took place. And so I wish that we would all again curb our enthusiasm in some of the statements that are made, so understanding that some of the people, the ears that it is falling on, are not as balanced as the person making the statement might assume. But again, our country is great because people can say what they think and they believe. But I also think that they have to take responsibility for any incitement that they may cause.
Wow.
Thank you all very much.
I'm not exactly sure I understand what former Speaker Pelosi was saying there, Bill, but I guess her words prove just how divisive the debate over the debt has become.
Well, I certainly do, Stevie, and I agree. I have no idea what she just said. But here's what President Obama said earlier in the week describing the current situation.
The idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform. But that's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written. So let's be honest. I need a dance partner here. And the floor is empty.
All right, Bill, what did the president mean when he said the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting?
Well, Stevie and Ryan, he was joking, perhaps only half in jest, about how much easier things would be for him, at least, if he didn't have to deal with an opposition party, and how much easier it would be if he had absolute power to do the things the way he might want to do them if he didn't have to abide by our pesky Constitution. The Constitution, I might add, that he swore to protect and defend when he took the oath of office as president.
So what do you suppose things might be like if Barack Obama did have absolute power?
Well, Stevie, in order to answer that question, maybe we ought to hit the reset button and start the program over, because this is how we might sound if Barack Obama had absolute power.
Good morning, comrades, and welcome once again to our weekly roundup of political news with our good friend in Obamagrad City, formerly known as Chicago, comrade Bill Melberg.
Spasibo, comrade Stevie. Good morning, comrade Ryan. And I'm sure both of you join me in saying hello to our dear leader, just in case comrade Obama is listening to us this morning.
Yes, good morning, comrade Obama. We hope you are having another good day, because every day is a good day with you as our dear leader.
Comrade Stevie, I couldn't have said it better myself. And before we do anything else, here are some of the top news stories from the past week. Dateline Pelosigrad, the city formerly known as Moline. Officials at State Tractor Factory No. 12, the plant formerly known as John Deere, report that tractor production was up 11% during the second quarter of this year, fulfilling the plant's quotas for Comrade Obama's current four-year plan. In a related story, state collective farms across Illinois are projecting record corn and soybean harvest this year, also fulfilling the quotas established by Comrade Obama's four-year plan. Meanwhile, at Willard Field in Savoy, Illinois, the country's last corporate jet has been turned over to the state by the country's last millionaire. It will be sold to a new owner in China, and the money received from the sale will be redistributed to the new Climate Change Institute, formerly the Institute of Aviation, at the airport. And this just in, this year's People's Arts and Culture Prize has been awarded to Comrade Obama for his latest best-selling autobiography, Yes, We Can. This was Comrade Obama's fifth autobiography, and it has already sold more than 100 million copies. In it, Comrade Obama describes his gutsy decision to send thousands of millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners to re-education centers where they are now learning about sharing and redistribution. Comrade Obama also describes why he chose Comrade Pelosi to lead the fight against the last Republicans. Quote, they wanted to destroy the people's rights. Comrade Pelosi understood that. She's a genius, just like me, unquote. Comrade Obama also explains the benefits of one-party rule in his book. Copies are now available at state bookstores and party offices across the country, and those are just some of the exciting news stories that were making the news this week. Back to you, Comrade Stevie.
Thank you, Comrade Bill. And now it's time to hear from the people. Yes, this is the portion of the program where we take your calls, comrades. And you know the number. Call 1-800-SOCIALISM. That's 1-800-SOCIALISM. And here's our first caller, Comrade James from Urbana. Greetings, comrade.
Good morning, comrades.
Comrade James, do you have a comment or question?
Comrade Stevie, I just wanted to say that Comrade Obama is the greatest leader this world has ever known. And when people ask me if I can, or if he can do even greater things for our country, I just tell them, yes, he can.
An excellent comment, Comrade James. And we thank you for your call. Now let's switch to Comrade Peter in Champaign.
Good morning, Comrade Stevie. Good morning, Comrade Ryan. I hope you're both feeling well today.
Who wouldn't be feeling well today? After all, we have Obamacare to keep us in good health.
Yes, that's what I'm calling about, Comrade Stevie. Lately, I've been having terrible pains in my stomach. It could be an ulcer. So I called the Obamacare hotline and told them about my problem.
And what did they say?
They said not to worry. I could get into a hospital to see a doctor next April 30th. So I asked them, morning or afternoon?
Morning or afternoon? Comrade Peter, what difference does it make? That's 9 months from now.
I know it's 9 months from now.
So why did you ask morning or afternoon?
Because I think I might have broken my ankle when I fell down some steps last week, and I'm scheduled to see a foot and ankle doctor that same day in the afternoon. It was the soonest opening the Obamacare scheduling office could give me, and I only had to wait on the telephone 4 hours to get it.
Well, maybe your ankle will have healed and your stomach pains will have gone away by next April. As Comrade Obama says, take two aspirin and you'll feel better in the morning.
Yes, I know. Comrade Obama is so wise, but Obamacare is so good. Even if we do have to wait 9 months to see a doctor, the care is outstanding once you finally get in. Why, I visited my Aunt Mabel in the hospital just last week. She had a semi-private room with 13 other people. It was wonderful.
Well, there you have it, comrades. Another testimony citing the wonders of socialized medicine. And we thank Comrade Peter for his call. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as we move on, it is time once again for our weekly point-counterpoint segment, a segment all of you, I know, look forward to every single week. Joining us once again is Comrade John McCain, member of the Senate of People's Deputies from Arizona. Comrade Barney Frank, member of the House of People's Deputies from Massachusetts. Good morning, comrades.
Morning, Comrade Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Comrade Stevie.
Good morning, Comrade Ryan. And may I add, every morning is a good morning with Barack Obama as our dear leader.
Yes, I know it is. In fact, I said that same thing as the start of the morning's program. Actually, I say that same thing at the start of every morning's program. But we in the state-run media cannot say enough good things about Comrade Obama. He is the greatest leader ever.
You said it, Comrade Stevie. Looking back to 2008, I cannot believe I had the audacity to challenge Comrade Obama. Rather than simply recognizing his genius, stepping aside, and letting him run unopposed, we only need one party.
Comrade Barney, did you have something to add to this?
Yes, Comrade Stevie. I just want to say that the new John McCain is a wee-wee terrific human being. And his statement about Barack Obama just a moment ago is a testimony to Comrade Obama's ability to pull our country together now that we only have one party. Things are so much nicer and so much more manageable under a one-party system. Don't you agree?
Yes, but that sort of eliminates the need for this weekly point-counterpoint segment since there aren't any counterpoints anymore. And there's no room for disagreement under a one-party system.
Comrade Stevie, the glories of a one-party system were first tested in Obamagrad, the city formerly known as Chicago, and then they were proven in Illinois, where a one-party state became a reality in 2010. No more squabbling, no more fighting, no more debt debates, no more millionaires or corporate jets. Just one big, happy country, made even happier, my friends, thanks to Comrade Obama's perestroika.
Perestroika?
Yes, perestroika. You know, restructuring, as Gorbachev used to say. Or to use Comrade Obama's term, redistribution.
Well, thank you, Comrade McCain, Comrade Frank, for being with us this morning. And when we return, we'll be hearing a special song from the children's choir at the Obama Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin. But first, please listen to these important messages. .52 in Champaign-Urbana. Stand by because we got our Paul McCartney grand prize drawing in just a moment. Somebody's going to go to Wrigley Field Sunday night, see Paul McCartney in a star limousine. That's all coming up. Stand by for that. All right, welcome back to our What If Barack Obama Had Absolute Power special. Joining us once again is our good friend and comrade, Bill Melberg.
Thank you, Comrade Stevie. Great to be here on Radio Obama. And here to bring our program to a rousing conclusion is the children's choir from the Obama Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin, with a wonderful new song that their teachers' union has written to praise Comrade Obama.
We're gonna spread happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change it and rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
Comrade Bill.
Yes, Comrade Stevie, isn't that something? And all kidding aside, I hope our listeners don't think we carried our spoof too far this morning. And for the record, as you heard at the beginning, President Obama did say that while doing things on his own might be very tempting, as he put it, that's not how our system works. That's not how our Constitution is written. But listening to those school children sing that Obama song just now, and that was real.
Yeah.
Others liked, and we've heard others like it during the past 2.5 years, we're reminded there's a fine line between rightful respect and political propaganda. There's a difference between reporting and cheerleading. But during this past week, as the partisan debate over the debt ceiling grew more and more intense, I think we've heard more and more propaganda, more and more cheerleading. And hold on to your seats, because there's still 16 months to go until next year's election.
Man, unbelievable. We have had fun, Bill, the last 3 days with Paul McCartney. I got a couple of tickets.
He's been there?
What's that?
He's been there in the studio?
No, we've had fun with the tickets.
Oh.
We've had tickets here, and we've had a chance to qualify 6 people. And so, Ryan, please confirm for everybody that I've got 6 pieces of paper. Right?
He does.
6 pieces of paper.
Right,
Bill,
there.
I am shuffling these. Bill's on the phone with me in Chicago. And so this concert's in Wrigley Field in Chicago Sunday night. The winner will get a ride in the limousine from Star Limos and enjoy Paul McCartney in section 108. 2 tickets, Paul McCartney, Sunday night at Wrigley Field, Chicago. So here are my slips of paper. Now, Bill, as I continue to shuffle, at any point at all, tell me to stop, and then you can just tell me second from the top, third from the bottom, whatever you want to do.
All right.
I'm continuing to shuffle. I'm not even
sort of a remote control hand from Chicago.
Exactly, and I'm continuing to shuffle. I'm not even look. My eyes.
I'm
are
watching
up.
This.
My
all
eyes
happen.
Are up. I'm not.
All
even
right. Ryan is making sure that we're watching carefully, so we know what's up with that. And stop now.
Okay, I just stopped. Right, Ryan. Okay.
You just stopped.
Okay.
All right. Now go to the second from the bottom.
Okay, one.
Move your hand to the right.
Well, second from the bottom. I got the second from the bottom.
Move your hand to the right now.
Yeah?
Pick the first one you see there.
Wait, on what hand? Right or left?
Right hand.
So the one you pulled to the side?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so second from the bottom is the one.
That's the winner.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the winner is... The winner is... Come on! Well, I hope she's happy. The only woman that qualified is Deb Chambers. And Deb, you win. You qualified at 7:20 today. How about that? Bill Melberg just picked you out of this stack. And you get to see Paul McCartney at Wrigley Field Sunday night. Yippee!
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time.
Thank you. I can't even hardly breathe.
Now, how will your husband find out about this?
Well, I called him this morning and let him know that I qualified, so he's probably listening on the radio right now.
Well, congratulations. You win 2 tickets, Paul McCartney, Sunday night, Wrigley Field, with a limousine ride from Star Limousines. And now part of the requirement, Deb, is I got to call you early Monday morning. You got to be the reporter to tell me how it was.
That's okay. I report to work at 7 a.m.
Hey, congratulations from 93.5, 95.3 to do Connect FM. I thank you so much for listening, and congratulations on this terrific prize. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Bill, we thank you.
Well, I'm glad I picked a real winner there. She sounds like she's going to do a great job, especially reporting back in on Monday.
That's right. Hey, thank you for your time and talent, my friend. I appreciate you.
Nasvidanya.
Nasvidanya. Bill Melberg in Chicago. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We'll meet you here Monday, and we'll talk to Deb about being at Paul McCartney Sunday night. Thanks to all the guys who got in, and congratulations, Deb Chambers, your banner, our winner. Patty and Linda next. Thank you, Ryan, for being in for Diane. We appreciate you.
Happy to be here.
Ryan Monahan. I'm Stevie J again. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.